Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll conclude our study to Quran chapter 16 as we will be looking at a few verses of that chapter. Let's begin by looking at verse 98, which is a strange verse. Why? You'll see here in a minute. As Allah stated, so when you recite the Quran, so seek refuge with Allah from the stoned Satan. What is to seek refuge? It is like you're asking Allah to help you against Satan. Why you're doing that? Because people are reciting the verses from their memory, simply because the Quran was not written in a book. What is so strange about that verse? It's very simple. When we read the Bible, the devil run away. I've seen that so many times in my life when my mama used to pray over people who were demon-possessed. As she reads the Bible and she calls on the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, the demonic spirit inside the people will scream, asking my mother to remove the Bible from the head of the person she is praying for. So there is power in the Bible. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the cross of Jesus. And when we bring any of these on the body of those who are demon-possessed, demons scream and try to run away. But obviously, my mama used to cast these demons by simply saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, or by the power of his blood, or by the power of the cross. And that's how my mother used to cast demons out of the demon-possessed people. But in the case of the Quran, for a Muslim believer to read the Quran, he must seek refuge with Allah from the stoned Satan before he reads the Quran. As if he reads the Quran without seeking Allah's help, somehow the demonic spirit will do a good number on him. What a strange concept. It is the opposite. If the Quran is the word of God and it have power, I do not have to seek help from Allah as I'm reading the Quran. I will just read the Quran and demons will tremble and demons will run away. No. That's not the case with the Quran. By the way, the opposite is true. When you read the Quran over demon-possessed people, that does not bring any effect at all. Which, by the way, shows us the difference between the Bible, the Holy Word of God, and the Quran, which I believe to be simply the demonic spirit words. When Christians read the Bible, the Word of God make us holy. It will change us, obviously, if we believe it and practice it. The opposite of that is true concerning the Quran. Muslims must be holy to touch it. That's why they do wudu, wash, before they read the Quran. Sadly, the more the Muslims dig deep into the Quran and practice its teaching, the more they become savage, like those whom we call in the West radical or extremist or fundamentalists. When in reality, they're just simply true Muslim believers who practice the word of Allah and Muhammad. Well, let's move on to a deeper point in the study of Quran chapter 16. First, let us read the bold statement before verse 101, which read as follows. Allah changes his mind about his word. This contradicts Quran chapter 15 verse 9. Some believe that Muhammad was helped by another human to write the Quran. The Quran is in clear Arabic. I know it's a little bit confusion here, but let's break that bold statement to the following verses of the Quran. First of all, let's read what is written in verse 101 to verse 103. For there we read, and if we exchange one verse in a place of another verse, and Allah knows what he sent down. They said, surely you are only a forger. Yet most of them do not know. Say, the Holy Spirit from your Lord has sent it down with the truth so that he may strengthen those who have believed and guidance and good news to the Muslims. And indeed, we know that they say, surely only a human teaches him, but the tongue of him at whom they hint is foreign, while this language is clear Arabic. In verse 101, Allah is telling us that he exchanged his verses in place of another verses. We talked about that in the past, which is known to be the doctrine of abrogation. Abrogate is to cancel, to erase, to delete, or to replace, which means the Quran is not the word of God. Not only because that is the nature of God, that he will not change his word by some other words, but because even the Quran itself declares that none can change the word of Allah. Let us look at what Allah stated in Quran chapter 6 and verse 34. And indeed, messengers before you were denied. So they were patient on being denied. And they were harmed until our victory came to them. And no one can change the word of Allah. Did you hear what Allah said? Allah declared to us a very important fact about his word, that it cannot be changed. Once again, no one can change the words of Allah. That means you cannot have this ridiculous doctrine of abrogation where somehow Allah changed his word. Notice also in Quran chapter 15 verse 9, Allah states, surely we have sent down the reminder, and the reminder here is the word of Allah, if it is Old Testament like Torah or Zabur, the book of Psalms, or if it is the gospel, or if it is the Quran, and surely we will be its keeper. How can Allah make such a claim that he is the one who keeps his word and somehow he changed his word? I know this is hard for our dear Muslim to understand, but this is reality. God cannot contradict himself in his words. His command, his teachings, his message is one, and it is not said to be changed from one time to another. It is always the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Why? Because God is not like me and you, human, and we do not know what is coming next week or what's coming next month. So we make some decision and then surprise, surprise, because of the new circumstances, which we did not know anything about, we change our word, we change our plan, we do something different and we say something different. That's not the case with God. God knows tomorrow as it was yesterday. So if he gave words, if he gave commands and his words not only holy and true, but it is forever. That's why in Matthew 5:18, Jesus said, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. So this is the reality of God and his word. They're not to be changed or to be replaced by another command. But that's not the case of the Quran. Because Muhammad went on and on to say things, and then the circumstance changed, and he went to teach the opposite of that. As I will be giving you an example in our last portion for our program for today. Because of the change of the circumstances, Muhammad changed the word of Allah in the Quran, which is a great evidence that the word of Allah in the Quran is not the word of God. So once again, verse 101, it says, when Allah changed his verse in the place of another verse, the infidels said to Muhammad, surely you are only a forger. That is an obvious understanding to the changes which Muhammad did throughout his Quran in his time of claiming to be a prophet. Amazingly, Allah ended verse 101 by saying, yet most of them do not know. What do you mean they do not know? They already heard the early verses of the Quran. And somehow Muhammad gave the opposite teaching in the new verses. And somehow they do not know. Any person with logic or common sense can figure out this cannot be but a forger. God's word cannot be changed that easy. Especially when Allah in the Quran himself declared no one can change the word of Allah. But somehow Muhammad is trying to convince his people that the Quran is actually given by the Holy Spirit. And that is what is written in verse 102. Say, that this Allah is still Muhammad, to tell the infidels of his days, the Holy Spirit from your Lord has sent it down with the truth, so that he may strengthen those who have believed, and guidance and good news to the Muslims. I'm sorry, the Quran cannot be the words or the guidance of the Holy Spirit, especially when we know, as we have spent enough time to study about the Spirit of Allah in the Quran, when Muslims do not know who the Holy Spirit is. Let me remind you that there are 17 different interpretations to the Holy Spirit. Some said the Spirit of Allah is Angel Jibreel. Others said it was another angel. Others said it is the Quran. Others said it is the Torah. Others said it is the Gospel. Others said it is one of the names of Allah which Jesus used to use to raise the dead with. And on with many different opinions about what is the Spirit of Allah. That is not the Holy Spirit, which is the true author for the words of God in the Bible. As we know that the Bible is the inspired word of God, as the Holy Spirit breathed it into the 40 men who wrote to us these 66 books of the Bible.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now we come to a very important fact about the man who helped Muhammad to write the Quran. And that is what is written in verse 103. And indeed, we know that they say, who are they? These are the infidels of Quraysh. What are they saying? Listen carefully. Surely only a human teaches him. Somebody is teaching Muhammad the information which he is making into poetry of the Quran. But here is the answer of Allah. But the tongue of him at whom they hint is foreign, while this language is clear Arabic. First of all, no person with logic or common sense will say that the Quran is pure Arabic. Even though Allah mentions throughout the Quran that the Quran is clear Arabic, easy to understand, on and on about the Quran and the Arabic of the Quran. When in reality we have hundreds of foreign words in the Quran, like Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, Egyptian, Greek, and others. So the claim that the Quran is pure Arabic is a lie. As a matter of fact, because of these hundreds of foreign words in the Quran, we know for sure that somebody was helping Muhammad to make up the poetry of the Quran who was not an Arab. But somehow, Muhammad knew it. And he defended himself by saying, well, the guy you're talking about does not speak Arabic, and my Quran is pure Arabic. Once again, any person with logic or common sense who look at all these foreign words in the Quran will come to the same conclusion. Yes, indeed, it is a fact. Some foreigners helped Muhammad to make up the poetry of his Quran. Before verse 106, we also have another bold statement which reads, a Muslim who willingly leaves the faith, we meant Islam, will never be forgiven. It is lawful to deny the faith, that is Islam, if the Muslim is compelled, if the faith is still sincere in the heart. Tell this to the millions of Christians who were slaughtered by the hands of the Muslims because they refused to deny Jesus Christ. And here is the word of Allah. Whoever becomes an infidel in Allah after he believed, except one who was compelled and his heart is secure in faith. But whoever opens his chest to the infidelity, so on them wrath from Allah, and they will have great torment. Imagine with me, Quran 16:106 give Muslim believers the right to deny their faith. They can easily look at you and say, I'm not a Muslim. I don't believe in Allah. I don't believe in Muhammad. And they can also say, I am a Christian, or I am a Jew, or I am whatever you worship. That is when they are compelled. Imagine with me, if a Muslim man would love to marry an American woman, for example, and she just happened to be a Christian, and he would say to her, I don't believe in Islam. This is just the religion of my family overseas. And then he will convince her that there's no problem for him to marry her because he will go with her to the church. And they do that. And surprise, surprise, few years later, after having some children, he names them by Muslim names. And surprise, surprise, 5 years later or so, he will take his children to the mosque with him. This is not the story I'm making up for this broadcast, but that is the hundreds of calls I receive from many women in America who've been deceived and been lied to by some Muslim men who say that they are not Muslim until later the poor wife discovered that, yes, he is a Muslim. He just denied Islam, practicing Quran chapter 16 and verse 106 simply because he was compelled. Otherwise, she would have never married him. Let me remind you of Barack Hussein Obama and many other Muslims who are doing the same thing right now, as we have over 200 Muslim men and women who are serving in some office with some capacity all over this land. Yes, the Quran teaches if Muslims are compelled, they can deny that they are Muslims so they can help the cause of Islam in the West. But don't forget now, if a Muslim leaves Islam, that is apostate, by his free will, without any compelling reasons, that man will have a great torment. Obviously, he will be killed in this world, as Sharia teaches Muslims to kill the apostate, and also he or she will spend eternity in hell. Let me remind you that Quran chapter 16 is a Mecca chapter. That means it was written while Muhammad lived in the city of Mecca in the first 13 years of his claiming that he is a prophet. Except the last three verses, that's 126, 127, and 128. But here is the last final Mecca verse in Quran chapter 16. And that is verse 125. As Allah stated, call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and the good sermon, and dispute them by which is best. Surely your Lord, he knows best of who will go astray from his way, and he knows best of those who are guided. That is one of the most repeated verse in the West. Muslims love to quote Quran chapter 16 and verse 125. Why? Because we do not see blood in it. We don't see jihad or killing. It's actually a verse call on Muhammad to be a good person, to call on his Lord with wisdom and the good sermon. Yes, Muhammad used to teach a good sermon. Muhammad used to be forgiven. Muhammad used to be loving. What happened to all that? All that was canceled. All that was erased. All that was abrogated. Someone may think, I made it up. No, my friend, I did not make it up. Listen to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalayn. He said, that verse used to teach for Muhammad to call on Allah with the verses of Allah and to supplicate his evidence, because his Lord knows best. He knows those who gone astray from his way, and he knows those who are guided. So he will reward them in that way. Listen carefully. وَهَذَا قَبْلَ الْأَمْرِ بِالْقِتَالِ. And that is before Allah gives the command to engage in war. And he gave us, obviously, the reason why Allah descended that verse on Muhammad. And that is when Hamza was killed. And the Prophet of Allah said, I will revenge or retaliate from them with 70 of them. Not only Muhammad will kill one person as retaliation for the death of Hamza. No. He will kill actually 70 of the infidels as retaliation for the death of Hamza. The great Muslim scholar Al-Qurtubi interpreted verse 125 by saying that this verse was abrogated with the killing of the infidels. Al-Qurtubi also said that verse was used for the hope that some of the infidels will be led to believe in Islam if he will not be killed by it, and Allah knows best. So in a way, Muslims can use Quran chapter 16 and verse 125 to say, hey, let us use this verse to lead the infidels to Islam. But if not, oh well, we're going to use the final verses of Allah in the Quran, which is the verses which teach to kill, to perform jihad, which is the final savage teaching of the Quran to all those who reject to be guided to Allah with Islam. And that will show us, yes indeed, what we start our program with is true, that Allah exchanged one verse in the Quran with another verse. Quran 16:125 is a wonderful verse, but somehow Allah does not like that verse anymore. That's why he gave the new verses of the Quran, which teach to kill, to destroy, to steal, and to force everyone by the edge of the sword to submit to Islam. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.